you guys come at me because I don't let you drive my car. Yet the one person I allowed to drive my car was...
Which is still insane until this day! Which she drove the car! Yes.
She was my girlfriend.
Sergio, where is she?
Where is she?
Welcome back to another episode of the Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And subscribe to the new channel.
B3.
You already know what to do.
Subscribe.
And obviously, we are in our winter attire because it's cold as shit.
Basically.
I hate it.
Are you okay, Matt?
No, I fucking hate it.
Would you rather that your girl gets fucked by one random guy every day or gets fucked by one of your boys once a week?
Those are both so fucked.
Can I choose suicide?
I think Carl could like help like with a scenario. What sound would it make? Where would you like to go? Where should we take the podcast next?
Miami.
Dubai.
Bali.
Yay.
That's crazy, man.
South Africa.
I'm actually down.
Yo, guys, shut the fuck up.
So you said you had questions?
Oh, plenty. Okay. First one.
I'm guessing.
I was about to say super easy. Maybe not. Who comes first? Your daughter, your mom, or your wife? Of course, these two motherfuckers, bro. Did you just mumble words now?
Go again.
Who comes first? Your daughter?
Wait a minute.
Yo. I didn't even ask the
guys,
question.
Just 30 seconds of whatever IQ you guys have left, please.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Matt.
Who comes first?
You just gotta go through.
Yo.
Bro.
I'm gonna say it. Don't laugh.
Say the whole thing. Just
yo, I'm gonna say it again. If you laugh, I'm not gonna ask the question.
Okay, go.
Who comes first? The daughter, the mom, or the wife?
The daughter, the mother, the wife. The wife.
Explain. No, but like order.
Yeah. The wife, the mother, the daughter. No, the wife, the daughter, the mother. Hear me out.
Yeah, go for it.
So the person that I'm going to have for the rest of my life is my wife.
Okay.
In order for my daughter to have a happy life, mommy and daddy need to be happy. You get it?
Okay, yeah.
In that time, it doesn't mean I'm not taking care of my mother. My mother's being taken care of for the rest of her life. But then obviously after she passed away, who's going to be left is my wife. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
So if my wife is happy, my daughter's happy. And if my wife is happy, that means I could also take care of my wife, my mom at the same time.
Okay.
But imagine having a relationship with someone that you're not happy with for the rest of your life.
That's great.
And now your daughter is seeing mommy and daddy fighting all the time.
Fair. That's a good reasoning, though.
What's your answer?
I don't know. I want to say, for real, I want to say, like, mom first.
Same.
Mom first, wife, daughter. And that would
daughter,
be like
wife.
Daughter, wife?
Yeah.
That's good too. But I would say wife, daughter. Because I can always have another daughter. No, but hear me out. It's like, don't get me wrong.
Yo. Yo, you better give the best explanation, bro.
No, what I'm saying is that let's say for the people, so I'm guessing that is who you would cherish most, right? So in order for me, it would be mom, because obviously she's my mom. She took care of me. She raised me and everything. Yeah. So she's going to go first regardless. And then afterwards, it's going to be my wife, because that's the person I got to know, you know, learn more about, love, experience life with, etc. And now my daughter, depending on her age, I haven't known her for that long, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yo, what the fuck?
My answer is completely different from y'all. My daughter comes first. because that's my child. It's like the most important thing in my life. So my daughter would come first. Second would be my wife because she's the mother of my daughter. Therefore, I agree with what he said in a way that like, she, like that's her mother. I want us to have a nice relationship for my daughter to be happy. And my mom, yes, don't get me wrong. We all know I'm a mama's boy, but my mom is not going to be there my whole life. Like, my daughter comes first, the same way that for her, the most important person is me. I think your children should always be the most important people in your life. That's how I think. So that's how I would see it. But I have another question for y'all.
But to be, just to put it out there.
Yeah.
They're all high up there. Like, they're
no,
all,
everyone, they're all priorities. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
All priorities.
Okay, but listen, I have this other question that is within the same question. Is you're at the hospital, your wife is giving birth, and then the doctor comes and see you and say, you have to choose the child or the mother. What do you choose?
Well, I mean, you kind of already gave your answer.
I did.
But for me, I would definitely say my wife for sure.
Okay, you too.
Same thing. Shit. Fuck.
Yeah, wife too.
Because the perspective is that is either you choose your wife and you guys can have another child in
you
the
guys,
future,
yeah.
But you guys always gonna live with that loss,
mm-hmm.
Or
I mean, regardless, you live with the loss if you choose your daughter.
Yeah,
I
think if you choose your, that was my side. If you choose your daughter, then your whole life you're gonna. Every time you're going to see your daughter, you're going to think of that loss that you had. And she's not going to have a parent. But at the same time, if you choose the wife, then that person didn't have a life. That's crazy. But that's true shit that just happens.
Since we're talking about the women in our lives.
Yeah.
And what is one thing that women go to at least once a month?
Pilates?
What is the other thing that women have to go through once a month?
Period.
And I just think that if we really want to tap into the female mind, it only makes sense that we kind of like get the feeling of what it feels like to get cramps.
Oh. You know,
and contractions and things of womanly nature.
Do you want to punch you in the gut?
Shotgun Carl goes first.
No.
I got a little gizmo.
Gizmo?
Gizmo.
You look like a gizmo.
Okay. Describe gizmo.
And so you guys are going to, we're going to play 21 fingers and whoever loses first is going to go up first.
Wait, no.
21 fingers. What is 21 fingers?
Go, let's go.
Ready? No, 21 fingers. Go, you put a one or two in the middle.
Okay.
Ready?
21.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
wait,
8,
wait.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Pause. Where's your first finger?
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you know how this thing works?
Well, we can't. There's exactly instructions, bro.
Have you tried it?
Huh? No, he didn't.
Why? You think he was in his room be like, ooh,
that's something Sergio would do. Actually.
You did?
Yes, I tried it. I tried it out.
How was it?
You're about to find out for yourself.
Ain't no
I can't imagine
way,
him in his room. Closing the door and just like,
yo, I'm so happy you lost. Oh my god, bro!
I don't want to fucking. Well, unzip, nigga.
Michu, take off your jacket.
Yes, sir. Michu, yes.
Unzip,
talk
bro.
Your shit, boy. Come on.
I hope it's not that bad for real.
No. What is it bad, girls?
Is it bad? One way to find out.
Where do contractions usually happen?
On the balls.
In the stomach, like stomach.
I think it's
bottom.
Yeah, close to the knucksack.
Yo, that's too close, here. Bro. That's too close.
It ain't.
Sergio, I swear to black
Let's
Jesus.
Trust me, I'm...
I swear to funny. Black Jesus, bro. If that shit...
Oh, there's four of them motherfuckers.
Listen, huh? listen. Shh, I'm a trained professional.
Who did you train on?
Himself.
Fuck.
Okay, hold on.
Yo, wait, you lift that shit real quick.
But wait.
It's for souvenirs. Good.
So ladies, this is for y'all. We're gonna experience at least from what I'm told, as close as we can get to knowing what it feels like to get
yo, first
cramps,
of all, I shouldn't be the
AKA
one to do this.
Okay? Contractions.
You lost.
Okay, so this is one.
Slowly.
Okay, this is one. Okay.
Okay.
This is two.
Okay, this is shit. Yo, why does it feel like it's pulling, bro?
This is three.
Four. Yo, bro. Yo.
Six.
Yo.
Seven. Oh, wait, hold on. This wasn't even the right mode.
Huh?
That's crazy.
Wait. This is the right
Trent
one.
Professional my fucking ass, bro.
You good, bro.
Yo, bro, it feels like it's stabbing me, bro.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Yo, why does it feel like this?
Yeah, they do that once a month, bro.
Yeah. Once a month for their whole life.
That's crazy. Bro, I get why they're mad.
Yeah, now I get it.
I mean, I don't. Like,
yo, bro, I feel it like, yeah, yo, it's
you
dead
get
ass.
It now. You no, get it, right?
Yeah, he get it.
I feel like I have a uterus.
Okay.
Yo, bro, it's like right there.
This is eight. Eight. You want to go to 10? Nine?
Wait.
He said, wait. He was about to tap out.
Okay.
Yo.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
How long does
you
it last?
Swear to God, look at him, bro.
How long does it last?
Yo. A week, bro?
No, but like... Yo. Oh, shit.
A whole week of these, bro.
Yeah, but how many times a day type of vibe?
Fuck.
Well, I don't know.
This feels like a fucking terrible ab workout,
throughout the day. Okay, rock, paper, scissors.
Eh? No.
Rock, paper, scissors.
No. If I'm going through this shit, bro, all of y'all...
We're all fine out.
Okay, well, you seem like you want to do it.
No, just I want to get it. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's go. It's rock, paper, scissors, and then you
and there's
go.
There's shoe.
Okay, on shoe you go.
Yeah. Rock, wait, what do you get? What do you put in?
Rock, paper,
okay, wait,
scissors,
fuck,
and
okay.
Then you go.
Yes, rock, okay. Paper, scissors, shoe.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. Rock, paper, scissors, shoe.
Good, you go.
Carl's next.
Ah! Yes.
Yes.
That's the one I wanted to see.
Okay, wait, chill. chill. Yo.
You gotta get down there, bro.
No, that was not down there.
You gotta get down there, bro. I swear.
Okay, wait. I don't want to do it. No. Pause. No. Bro. Okay, no. Yo. This one is not supposed to be here.
That's where it was. Bro, mine was
I asked the girl once.
Mine was super low, bro. It's lower stomach, bro.
It's
in the uterus, bro. It's lower stomach. What are you talking about, bro?
Okay, wait.
I'm loving this.
I know. Okay, wait. Give me 10 seconds. Sergio, stop. Please. Okay.
This is one, by the way.
This is... No, yo. Yo. No.
I haven't gone
okay,
up.
Okay. This is I know. I'm just not... Sergio,
just skip the stance, bro.
I don't want it.
Go straight to 10.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
I'm loving this.
Yo, Sergio, please. No, stop. Yo.
We're at five.
I'm loving this.
Okay.
I get it. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on.
This guy said, I'm sorry.
I get it.
Let's try the other mode that I put
There's no
on.
Mode. There's no.
This isn't so bad?
No, yes.
This
ow.
Is a different mode.
Okay. Yo.
Okay, wait. Maybe this one.
I'm checking, bro. I want to do this. Okay. I get it.
This is five.
Ow. Okay. Listen.
Six.
You said five?
Apologize to the women.
I get it. I understand.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I'd be pissed.
Yo, if they had...
What?
If I had to do this every fucking month, bro...
I'd be pissed too, bro. I'm gonna lie.
I'd lose my shit.
Yeah, I'd be pissed, bro.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
That's fucking crazy. He's
cheating.
Yeah.
Well, I was nice to y'all. I was only doing one side too.
Shut up.
You can do both sides.
You can do both sides?
Yeah, I was only doing one. You can do both sides to me if you want.
Okay, so that's why it was like on this side.
Yeah,
it was
if you want to do both sides, you can do both sides. But just go up gradually.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. You got it.
Let's do 10 right away.
Keyword.
Let's do 10.
Gradually. I went gradual with y'all.
Yeah.
All right, so number one. This is one. You're chilling, bro. Come on.
Yeah,
it wasn't that bad.
It ain't that bad, huh?
Let's go up to two.
Yeah. Make him.
There you go. Do one side. Oh, why am I asking for more than one side?
For real. Now you got me doing both sides. Okay. Three. Yeah, man. No, no. It's okay, bro. You can feel the pain. Feel the burn. Yo, bro. Look at... this is actually insane. That's crazy. This is actually insane. Going. This is five.
Keep going.
Yo, sir, keep don't going. Make me rap. You know what? Six. Seven.
Keep going.
Yo, his entire body shaking.
Ain't no fucking keep going. That's
eight. We got eight. Okay. Hold on. No. We're going to ten, brother.
Yeah,
I got you. This is 10.
Dad's gonna fuck you, bro.
This is 10. No. I can't.
This is fuck. You're gonna shoot.
Yeah. There you go. All right. We're going down. Let's go. That felt good.
Woo! This one killed.
That felt good.
Yeah.
Are you crying?
Matt.
You said last one is not going, bro. I won three times. Yo, I'm chilling, bro.
Kill.
Yeah, you get the last,
Hey, listen to my future wife. I promise every single time week.
What? Every just month, bro? Month?
Every single time of the month, I promise I will take the best of care of you.
Yo. Noted. That's on cam 4K.
That's on cam. If ever I don't, come back and watch this clip.
Ah. Anyway, so
let's go, Matt.
Questions?
Come on, questions. Yeah, oh. Breda, take off your shirt, man.
Stick your ass up.
Take off your shirt, dog.
What?
Sorry. I meant what come I meant, on, man. Actually.
Take off your shirt,
yo,
man.
That fucking killed. Yo, both sides?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you could do this as an ab workout. Yeah. Okay.
So you see the levels, right?
So this is level one. How is it?
What?
No, it's just... Ready?
Yeah, go.
Two. Three.
They go that once a month?
This is three.
Yeah,
this
I know.
This is three, bro.
I want the 10, buddy. I want the 10.
Well, what's up? You want to tap out?
That's crazy. That bad,
your whole body's shaking.
Like shaking. Yeah, just wait. You're about to feel it in your fucking ass. Take it like a champ, bro.
Yeah.
Yo!
What level?
That's five.
But that shit, what the fuck? Went to chilling to nacho.
Wait until 10.
That's six.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Say it again.
Oh my days, bro.
Say it again.
There's seven. No way. There's no.
That's seven, boy. Okay.
Eight. I'm loving
you. You got this it. Almost done.
Just go to 10. Yeah. Just go to 10.
This is amazing.
Oh my days.
10.
This is amazing. This is great.
Okay,
yo, he's red, bro.
Jump.
Oh my god. Yo, he's red, bro.
Yo, because they didn't do both sides.
Yeah, we did.
No.
What?
I only did one side on y'all.
Why?
We did both sides.
I wanted to feel the entire thing, bro.
Pause.
See, now I want to... Hey, yo, pause. No, that's crazy.
That's
yo,
crazy,
shut up.
Crazy, bro.
See, now I want to do it again, but with both still hurting.
Yo, Bella, you want to try?
Maybe I'll go. Oh, my days, bro. How was it?
Yo, 10's crazy. My whole body's shaking, bro.
And you know what's crazy? Is that they can't call sick at work. Because usually, like, well, in my head, if you have your cramps, you should be able to get sick days. But... apparently they don't. Well, I know for a fact they don't. It's insane.
Sick,
bro, I'll be the first to sign that petition. If a girl doesn't want to come into work because she has her period cramps, bro, don't come in.
You don't come into work, bro. Stay home, chill.
Take time off.
We'll see.
So now that we have a new profound appreciation for what women have to go through, what are other things that you guys are appreciative about women? Carl, if you say head, I swear to God.
Everything. Woman.
Women's as a whole,
just the woman species is just
species crazy.
Very elaborate conversation, boys.
Okay, I was about to ask this thing. Okay,
ask it.
So last time we did, what are things that girls don't know about when we miss them?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna ask you, what are things that we do that they don't know about when we like them?
When we like them?
Yeah. It's like you. It's like the beginning of something. You start liking the girl, and you do something differently because you like her. It's
I like, could tell you. I could tell you one thing. When I start liking a girl a lot to the point where I love, I go from sending white hearts to sending red hearts.
Okay, so we're talking emojis. Mine is if I ask you outfit pics, I like you. If I want to see your outfit, you're telling me you're going out anywhere you're going. And I'm like, can I see the outfit, please?
Yeah.
It's just because I want to see you.
And if you don't send me an outfit pic before going out, I get cheesed.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
Understandable. I think me, it's buying you breakfast without me having to eat it. Like, just like bringing the breakfast to you, even though, like, how do I say that?
Just buying food.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then seeing them happy. Oh, my God. Love it.
I would be asking you if you can FaceTime. All the time.
Oh yeah.
Just like asking.
Oh my god. Like FaceTime. If I tell you to surprise FaceTime me,
yeah.
Like like anytime throughout the day, like that's when you know that I like you.
Just to your point is when I see them eating and I find it so cute, but it's just because they're so happy like this. And I'm like, little baby. Any other girl, I'm like,
yeah, why whatever. Do you breathe so loud?
Why are you being so loud for real? Okay. What are the things when you like them? Waiting for your text all day, the time.
Just that too. One, that one, bro.
All that the time. My phone, bro. I'm like, ding. Not her.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's a huge one. The minute that I introduce you to the boys,
facts.
That's when you know that I'm fucking that with
shit.
You.
Facts.
That's actually facts.
That's deep.
Wow. Is that?
Imagine all the girls. This was going to sound crazy. Imagine all the girls you guys have on your roster that haven't made it to meet the boy group.
Well, if you meet the boys, I like you.
I ain't going to lie to you. That's crazy. If you haven't met us.
You're not the one.
You're not the one.
Yeah, no.
You're not the one.
Just drop it.
If, oh, what I do, and you guys always get on my ass.
Wait.
Every you guys, time you come here, you're always on a fine line of susness.
Shut the fuck up, all y'all. But what I was about to say is that you guys get on my back.
For that's even worse.
You guys just think I'm annoying when I do this shit.
Go say it.
I come to you guys and I just start talking about. Like the date that I had or whatever. Like I just start talking for no fucking reason. Like, oh yo, bro, she was this, she was that, yo, nah, nah.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Oh, this is something that I do. If I start to like you, speaking of the time of the month, is that I will send you like care packages.
Oh.
Where it's like your snacks and everything that you like for like the entirety of the week.
Yeah, I've seen him do that.
The care package stuff?
Yeah, like just or just sending stuff over.
Yeah.
Your favorite snack. What? Why are you? What's good?
What?
Man, bro, you're like this.
It's a happy conversation. I'm happy. What?
Carl?
It's when I start taking pictures of you.
Ooh!
Yeah.
I'm like that. If I like you, bro, we spoke about this, bro. If I like you, I'll take your Instagram over.
Yeah. The biggest
pictures, pictures here. I got you. Put your favorite outfits. I got you. Pictures? Yeah. No worries.
There's nothing that makes me like more giddy when I first see like a partial part of me in her story.
You have that too.
Ooh. It's like not the hard launch, but it's a soft launch.
But that's when you like her. Because imagine if you don't like her and then she does that.
No. Like, if I don't like you, I'm saying delete it.
You're reporting.
Delete it. You'll be actually cheese. I'll be fucking cheese, bro. I'm like, what the fuck?
I like you. I'm
gonna help you pick you.
My god! Shut your mouth, bro.
I'm gonna help you pick your outfit.
Oh yeah,
I get that request a lot, but
you know what? We'll put this in general terms. If I like you, I will go shopping with you.
Okay.
Don't ask me to go shopping with you.
Because if I don't like you, and you ask me to go shopping, and we're gonna be there for 2 hours. I really have to like you.
Oh yeah, fair.
Because one of us is going broke. Because every outfit, if I like you, every outfit, you could put a fucking rag on yourself and I'll find you cute and be like, oh yeah, you should get this.
But
you should get this.
Speaking of, if I like you, I absolutely love seeing you in like a hoodie and a jogging, like the trash ass, anything, bro. I don't give a fuck. I'm like, oh, you're so cute, my... But if any other girls, don't care.
Things guys do when they like you, we will roast you. Oh, that's actually, no, that's true. We
facts.
I do that shit all the time. Yeah,
you need a good flirt to roast ratio.
100%. Yeah. If you have a big ass forehead, I'm letting you know.
Yeah, I'm going to roast you for real. Because if I don't like you like that, I'm not going to roast you. I'll just be, you know, sweet or whatever. But if I start dissing you, I actually like you.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one, but it's kind of, I don't know. That's just me. If I call you bro, I like you.
You see, if a girl calls me bro,
I get mad. Yeah, I know you're different, but for me, if I call you, if we start the bro thing, I actually like
Same.
You.
Same.
Wait, yeah, if I like pick up on your mannerisms, it's because I like you.
True. Okay. I mean, what kind of mannerism? Like the way she talks and shit?
Well, like like the bro she thing talks. Is like an example, or like certain words I use or expressions that I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
That's true. It's an age-old saying. Yeah. If he's being mean to you, that means he likes you. Things guys do when they like you, they'll think about you when they're at the gym.
Damn.
No. Hot topic.
Yeah.
This is what I think about, though. When I'm at the gym and I have my girl, I'm thinking about like making sure that I'm in good shape for my girl.
Okay.
Like when I'm single, I'm getting in shape for myself. But then like when I'm with someone, it's like, yo, I got a baddie with me. I got to make sure that I'm him.
Oh, okay, not me.
You get it?
No. I do it all for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, who is or was your last girlfriend, Carl?
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm not looking for one. I don't want one.
Thank you.
But,
yeah.
I get what you mean. Mine is a little different. As I'll be there after. It's like, I'll go to the gym for myself, but after, I like the feeling of, you know, when you're naked, and you can agree on this shit, so you actually do it for that too. You know, when you're naked and you know that you're looking fine, and you stay naked and you're like, yeah, I've been working on that body for the whole week in your head, but just for her to be like, whew, yeah, that feeling, the best.
Or when you got, or if ever like she FaceTimes you while you're at the gym.
Ooh.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you're not answering?
I don't like FaceTimes.
No.
What?
At the gym,
bro. I love answering the phone when I'm at the gym. Like I just finished a set.
Uh-huh.
I hate space. That.
No, I just bro. Finished a set and like I'm sweating.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm sweating. I look focused and whatever. Like that to her is attractive.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I don't know about that one.
When I'm at the gym, it's different.
Exactly. When I'm at the gym, I just don't want to be bothered.
Yeah,
bro. I want to be like in my space. Like I want to like focus and everything, and then afterwards. If I'm seeing you and you're like, oh, yeah. Yo, you look a little bit bigger, nah. I'll be like, all right, this is, after it's is nice.
Fine. Anything after but, is fine, but in during,
the gym, bro.
Ooh! All these other girls walking around, I don't care.
Yeah.
She is the only girl in my mind.
Exactly.
Things guys do when they like you. We'll ask you if you like shade, facial hair, like what do you like, and we'll do it.
I do that. Well, I ask if you want, like if you want completely shaved down there, if you want just a little bit. Like
Didn't he say beard?
No, I think he said just shave. He said shaved and facial and everything. So I said,
I think he was talking about facial.
But it doesn't matter. Haircuts. Like overall, I'm talking like my whole body.
My whole body. No one's talking about pubes.
I'm still talking about pubes.
Why?
Because that's something that I do if I like you. You
right. Because right. Beard.
I have to ask. I'm hairy as shit.
What you said?
But no, even if I do like you, if you tell me to shave my beard, I'm not shaving my beard.
Fair.
Hmm. Same.
Or if I want to grow out my beard, I'm going to grow out my beard.
Same what?
Same. Just same. I'm not shaving it.
Shave what? Don't Please tell it. Me.
Oh, now it. I know why you brought up pubes.
I'm not shaving it.
What? I don't know why you're laughing. Seems like you have pubes just on your neck, though. Still,
but I don't care the fact that I have a pinch. It's just that the way he said it is like same. That's it. I've accepted. I'm getting no beard, bro. It's facts.
When in the talking stage, we will save boyfriend/girlfriend memes to send to you just in case we date.
We do it.
I don't do that.
I get. What he means, but further in a way that, like, let's say it's only for girlfriend. He's right, though. Only for girlfriend thing. And if I'm in a relationship with you and we had a beef today and I see memes that I wanted to send you, but I can't send you, I'll just save it and show it to you later. And everything good? Meet you?
But he was talking about...
I was somewhere else. My bad.
No, by all means, we don't want to be here.
No. It's just... I was thinking about something.
I have a video for you guys too. So now, let's say, for example, right, we're talking about like when we like a girl. Now things are getting a little bit more serious, right? Now we're talking about when you have a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend. So, of course, what's hers is hers and what's mine is hers. I have a girlfriend. So, of course, the word no is no longer in my vocabulary. I have a girlfriend. So, of course, she's going to change 10 different times and then just go back to the very first outfit she originally put on. I have a girlfriend.
That pisses me off, the last one, bro. Oh, my days. Seems like Mitra, yeah.
Yeah. I was about to say, it's kind of like, I can't get mad at that. I get it. Mm.
The same.
So, of course, I'm going to find her hairs in random spots on my body.
That's, yo, butt crack, bro, is insane. Yo,
the ass crack, bro. Yo, I don't even know how they even get there.
It's insane, bro. Have you get, okay.
Wait, get what?
You've never gotten like your hairs,
her hair in your butt crack?
Why the first place was ass
because
crack?
Like, I was about to because say, like, it's the one that's like the most like, annoying. Like,
you know, normal place. Bro, I don't first thing is ass crack.
I've never had a hair in my ass crack.
We said the most annoying spot. I literally just said, I don't know how it gets in my ass crack.
It's just there.
I didn't say it all compiles in
you
my ass
got
crack.
You hair in your ass crack?
No, but like, no, like not like that, no.
You probably just think it was his.
Actually, no. That's not that deep.
No. I've never had
I was thinking about the shower, like, just... I don't know, just random spots.
He said
on, my
on your
crack.
Body.
It's yeah, it's random
he
spots
said, on your
are
body.
Are you listening to the video, bro?
I don't get it. I mean, you understood what?
I understand.
He understood the video,
but still, I just don't get the ass. Okay, so I don't get hair on my ass like that.
Where do you have hair?
I don't have hair, bro. Yeah. I don't feel hair.
I have a girlfriend, so of course she's gonna complain about how hungry she is. Take two bites of her food, and then she's gonna be full. I have a girlfriend. So, of course, I don't win any more arguments.
That part.
I know what it is, but I've been lucky enough to have girlfriends that actually knew what they wanted to eat when I would ask them.
Not me. Not me.
Are you okay?
Last one. My last relationship. I'm so hungry, dying to eat food. Okay, where are we going? I don't know. I want food. Figure out what's the food. Takes one bite. Does. Oh, I'm full, Matt. I'm like, are you serious right now? Oh, I'm so full. Do you want to see my belly? A fucking joke.
But you like.
You took four.
But you like.
Don't get me wrong. It's kind of cute. And the one before that. Was eating my plate and her plate.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
So I was taking a lot of food. My food, her food, but like big plates, you know.
But I would have to do that too, because in my last relationship, what we would do is like we would order for like the whole table.
Uh-huh.
She would eat whatever she wanted to eat. And then like I was forced to like not let the food go to waste and like finish it all.
Finish it.
Yeah.
But at least she knew what she wanted to eat.
So when you would ask, she would like say...
When I would ask, she would come up with like her own ideas. Like, we should try like this place. And the only thing that she wanted me to do is just pick one.
Yeah. What do you guys do when you ask and she says, I don't know. And then you propose and then she says no. And then you propose another one and she says no.
Why? To be fair, I haven't had that problem in my past relationship because she always knew what she wanted to eat. And we kind of ate at the same spot. So wherever I said we were going to eat, then you would just eat.
You
and
both
she,
like it.
Exactly. Right. And she eats like... Almost the same as me, bro. Like, I eat a lot, but she used to eat a lot,
yeah, she eats a lot. She eats a lot.
She was tiny as hell, bro.
Tiny, bro. She's 4'11", like 4'11", bro.
But she eats, dog.
My guy's 6'2", 4'11". She eats as much as him. What the fuck? Nah.
But the thing is that she won't eat, like, when there's company or when there's people. Like, when you guys were around, like, she's not going to eat that much. She'll take, like, a couple bites.
At some point, she got comfortable with me.
She got comfortable.
Oh,
hold on.
But, bro.
Non-sexual turn-on is how they eat when they're trying to be, like... When they're trying to like remain clean, and
I
stuff.
Always call them out.
Yeah.
There's no way.
What?
I'm like, yo, please
I want,
stop.
Yeah,
I want you to eat like.
And I tell them.
No, okay. I do too. But it also it's a turnout when I see them like eating like proper. Like if we're having like a, like if we're at a, like a fancy dinner or something.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, to a point that like when she asked me, she said, "I'm gonna use my fork to eat
pizza?
Chicken wings."
Yeah, what? That's crazy, yeah. Bro.
Yes.
Who?
My last girlfriend.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings. She was like this, holding it, taking the fork, and then just taking the chicken out, and then taking the chicken with her fork. And we're in a fucking, it was at your friend's
barbecue?
House, bro. The barbecue. the last two years ago. Yeah,
so a black person, a black cookout.
And,
a cookout, and she did that.
I literally said to her, I said, this is a black cookout. You eat with your fucking fingers, bro. No one gives a fuck.
Okay, so then I have a question. What are like the foods that like you're not allowed to eat with like a fork? Like it's straight fingers.
Like what's straight finger food?
Yeah.
Chicken, nachos.
Chicken, nachos, french fries, pizza.
Burgers.
Hamburger.
Ribs? Hamburger too.
Ribs.
Ribs. Yeah.
Bro, the ribs is spaghetti, bro?
Are you bugging?
Are you okay?
What the fuck?
I swear to God. I said spaghetti. And I didn't think you guys heard.
If you don't eat spaghetti with... Houston towels? What did you just say? Houston towels? What is that? Houston towels, bro.
What medication is that, bro?
How do you say it, bro?
How do you say it?
Shut the fuck up.
No.
Say it one more time.
Is that Houston towel? Houston towel?
Almost.
Houston towel?
It's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Oh my God. You can size.
Say it. What is it?
You say it.
No, actually say it. Yeah, okay. I'm not alone in this. Houston styles. Utensils.
You can't even say it after I just said it. Utensils.
Utensils. Utensils.
Yeah. Utensils. I knew what it was.
That's crazy.
Next.
Ever. I have a girlfriend. So of course, she's going to complain that she has a headache because she hasn't had water or food all day. And it's 5 p.m.
Yo, please, ladies, for the love of Christ, drink water.
Yo, no, not
drink water.
Just eat.
Oh my God.
And there, listen, it's 8 p.m. Oh, I have a headache. I don't feel good. I'm like, when was your last meal? Oh, yeah, about 2 days ago.
Yo, nah, it's crazy.
And then they're like, well, I'm not hungry.
That's basically them saying, I don't want to live today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they eat like two bites and they're like, I feel fat.
But wait, you know what they end up eating when they do eat? Cheese and crackers. Cheese and crackers.
No proteins, no nothing.
Pickles.
Salad.
Pickles. Fucking pickles, bro.
Pickles is legendary. Pickles, dumplings.
Dumplings?
What?
Yeah. Why?
You guys, were good at pickles, bro.
No. What? You've never had like those little dumplings, bro?
I have a girlfriend. So of course, she's gonna try to put me on her skincare routine because I didn't have one. I have a girlfriend. So of course, any chance she gets, she's gonna slap or poke my ass. I have a girlfriend. So of course, she can spend hours and hours in Target for reasons I don't understand. You might be thinking, I think this guy has a girlfriend. And you're right. So, of course, she has to buy random plants to make her place look more aesthetic.
The plants, bro.
The plants.
I get it, dude. It's nice.
My brother does that. No, not even.
I think there's a difference between like a couple plants to make it aesthetic and like plants to make it look like it's fucking George in the Jungle.
I mean, it's a fucking forest.
But now I have one for you, Matt. This one is specifically made for you.
That's crazy.
I'm dating a Latina. So, of course, if I say no to her, it means I hate her. I'm dating a Latina, so of course, I never get to win another argument again. I'm dating a Latina, so of course, she could be happy, and then 3 seconds later, she could be cussing me out.
It's the fucking problem.
So I'm showing you this video to see if this can like, help you reconsider maybe dating a Latina.
For now, no, but keep going.
I'm dating a Latina, so of course, if I miss her phone call, that means I'm cheating on her. I'm dating a Latina. So, of course, we don't use the dishwasher. We use that for storage. We wash our dishes by hand. I'm dating a Latina. So, of course, whenever she drives, I could potentially die. I'm dating a Latina. So, of course, if I mess around with her and she doesn't like it, she's gonna grab the nearest item and hit me with it. I'm dating a Latina. So, of course, if you're a girl and you approach me in public and try talking to me, we'll both be in a coffin later. Thank you. I'm dating a Latina, so of course, she can bully me.
Understandable, you shouldn't talk to any other girls when you're dating a Latina.
No, that's not what he said.
Or just any girl.
That's not what he said. He said if a girl talks to him...
They're both in a coffin.
Yes.
But then again...
These are, bro, Latinas, bro. You can look at the shelf over there.
It's
a girl comes here, not even doing anything.
It's kinda
and the girl
sexy.
Says, hi, can I have some help? You don't answer. You just look away. your Latino girlfriend is gonna come at you and be like, "Why the fuck is she talking to you?" So it's your girlfriend. You're fucking her. Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand. And then take a chanclas and fucking...
Momentum said chanclas.
He even got the facial expression to the T, bro.
Fuck, bro.
I don't know, man. Find it kind of hard. So? Maybe it's because I like toxic. Kinda... Huh?
I like toxic, but it's not toxic like that. Damn.
No, Latina like has its own category. You have like toxic people and then Latinas.
Explain.
Dangerous.
It's like different levels. You have like let's say, for example, you have like toxic people,
yeah.
Latinas, and then you.
Me.
Now he understands.
Damn.
is the math mathing? You had more questions?
Yeah. I don't think anyone's toxic here anyways.
What?
I don't think anyone's toxic here.
Okay. So you guys all know what Gen Z is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So this is Gen Z if they were lawyers.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Okay.
Go that's for amazing. It. So,
Your Honor, that's cap.
For sure.
Right.
I'd say that.
Your Honor, make it make sense.
Oh my days.
What? Who walks in court? Wagwan.
For real.
It's the objection for me.
Yo, that for me, bro, pisses me off. Hold every on, time.
Bro.
That's a lie, but go off.
Yo, he would say that, bro. As a lawyer, he would say that. That's a lie, but go on. Can you see Sergio doing that? For sure, bro.
100%.
Your Honor, my client's an Aries.
He can't do that.
Your Honor, chill.
That's me, bro. That's me, bro.
It ain't that deep. That's me.
It ain't that deep.
100% that's me, bro.
Okay, but... Did I ask?
That's Sergio. That's Sergio.
Hold on. This is Matt. I got all the receipts, Your Honor.
Yo, facts, bro.
Yo, I got it.
And that's a false allegation.
I would say that, bro, the minute that somebody would start talking shit, I'd be like, that's cap.
That's cap.
Your Honor, that's cap.
What'd I do?
Yeah, you see, it's cashing on, man. Stop.
Okay. We'll start with some would you rather. Okay. First one is.
No.
Be cheated on and never know, or cheat and they never found out.
Be cheated on and never know?
Yeah.
Boof.
Be cheated on and never know.
I'm gonna be dead ass, bro.
I gotta take this off.
She's getting back.
It's getting hard.
Why? And you don't know.
Why? Yeah, you know.
Well, you could all take it off if you want to.
No.
You can wait at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Crazy. Commit. The fuck?
So?
I would say get cheated on and never know.
That's crazy.
I'd rather get cheated on and never know.
It's not about, because it's not about like, it's more about your integrity as a person than anything. Mm-hmm. Like I would say, like, I don't want to cheat on you and you not knowing, because I can't live with that. Yeah. That's going to like eat me inside. Fair. But
and I've been cheated on, never found out about it. And I,
that sorry. Make any sense.
And as oblivious as I was just like living my happy relationship, right? So if I never know, I never know. I'm still in my happy relationship. But me, I would have way too much guilt on my conscience.
I felt that one. Don't worry, man. Yeah. I got your dog.
You need dog eat every night.
Bro.
It's crazy. You never know.
And then coming back home to me.
You got to eat and her out, too. Eat,
and she got cream pie right before.
It's crazy.
We all know a story like this.
Mm. It tastes a bit salty.
Yeah.
Nice question.
Be your partner's first love or their last?
Last.
Huh?
Be your partner's first love or their last? By the way, it's
last.
It's not because you're their first love that you're not also their last. You get what I mean? You can be
a tornado in here.
you can be someone's first love and last also.
Okay.
It's just there's more chance that if you're the first love that she would want to experience maybe something else or the last love.
I would rather be the last.
Yeah, I'd rather be the last.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Be stuck in an endless day or an eternal night.
Endless day. 100. Oh my god.
I hate sleeping.
Oh my god.
I hate the nighttime, I mean.
Huh? Oh yeah?
I hate nighttime.
You've never wished that like days were actually longer or something?
Yeah.
I wish the sun would never set, bro.
Oh my god. Wow. No, I love sun, but I need my night, I guess. Huh?
No, you can sleep, just close the blinds.
No, but if it's nice outside when it's night.
And then when you wake up, then it's day again, bro. And it's sunny outside.
Nighttime ain't that bad.
Wait, I can't see shit. Like what?
Nighttime that much?
Because I'm
bro.
Black and dark, bro. I gotta defend.
So if anything, you should defend.
Night monkey.
If anything.
What? Unprovoked.
Where's that car from?
Unprovoked.
What the fuck? Night monkey.
Unprovoked, bro.
Sorry.
Fuck.
That's crazy.
We're in the same boat.
Ha.
Yeah. I'm the opposite. He's a watered down.
He watered it down.
Okay.
He's a zoo monkey.
That's crazy.
I don't want to be a zoo monkey.
I'm a jungle monkey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. It's your fucking limbs. Of course. You'd be running around.
Shit, that's why you're.
Amazon forest.
That's
bro,
why you're.
In a day.
A fucking zoo monkey. Bro.
Because of your short limbs?
What is it? You have half of everything, half liberty, bro.
You're swinging on the branches, Matt's like, ah.
trying to catch.
Okay, this one. Erase your worst memory. Or relive your best one.
Oh, erase my worst memory?
Erase your worst memory or relive your best one.
Relive my best one?
No. I'd rather forget my worst memory.
Oh, no. I'd rather keep my worst memory because I learned from that.
Yeah.
Like, this memory made me grow. If I didn't have that memory whatsoever.
I don't know, bro. I could live without being cheated on twice.
Damn.
Damn!
Damn. I felt that one. That's tough.
Yeah, you
oh,
felt
damn.
It.
I felt it in any day, yo.
You too.
I felt it too.
I felt it too, bro. Don't worry about it, bro.
Not like these two.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah. Us, it was just disrespectful, but like, it's whatever. It's all in the past. Water under the bridge.
Mm. But I made you guys who you are now.
That's facts.
Hmm. So you guys needed that. What's your girl to get doggy by another
a man? Happy man with a happy man with trust issues, yo.
What'd you learn from it?
What did I learn from it?
Because he says it made the person that you are today. So what about your girl getting doggied by someone else's
made you I would the say, person you are today? Okay, okay. Sergio is still hurt, okay? Sergio is still hurt, but I'm going to answer on his behalf. I'm going to answer on his behalf, bro. It's just... Don't be so naive, bro. That's what it taught me. Because I'm a person who usually, like, I'm very gullible sometimes, especially when I'm in a relationship. It's facts. I'm a very gullible person. Because, I trust people, but that's something that I needed to learn to be able to change, yeah.
But you give... I think we spoke about this. You give trust right at the beginning, or someone has to earn your trust?
I give trust... Right at the beginning.
You too, right?
Yeah.
And you know.
I'll give you 100% of my trust.
The same for that.
I give you 100% of my trust, but once you betray my trust, then that's when, like...
I can be in a relationship for you in the first week, and I think you're cheating on me already. And I'm like, until proven
that's
different...
That's just PTSD, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But even me, I always felt like, especially, like, in my last relationship, like, the person was out to get me when in reality, like, they weren't.
Mm.
So that's why, like, trust is earned.
Mm.
And that's why I feel like it's somewhat difficult to get into a relationship with me because it takes me a while in order for me to trust you. I'd much rather be able to trust like I did, you know, in my past relationship, the same way that you guys do with a new relationship. But that's what got me burnt the first time and the second time.
Listen, we can laugh about it today, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's tough. Sandra still feels it, bro. But I get it too.
Do you guys ever ask like how it happened?
Me, yeah, ask every single detail, bro. Every single, like, for me to be able to move on, bro, I have to know everything, bro. Like
did you ask the size?
Did you sit down?
Sorry.
Where? If I asked the size?
Like, if the guy had, like, a big dick.
Bigger dick? 100%, bro. But, I mean, to be honest, if you can't beat me, bro, it's tough.
Damn.
My bad.
So if you,
my fault.
You can't beat me.
You're just good.
Yeah.
But I didn't ask. I've said this before. What else do you want me to know besides the fact that you cheated on me?
What would you ask?
Huh? You suck his dick.
Yeah, bro. That's the one that killed.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't need to know those things. Like, whether you suck dick, whether you fucked in a bus or like in a bed, you cheat on me regardless.
You need to know, bro. Yeah, there's a difference when they suck dick and they don't. If they suck dick, I'm telling you, I'm hitting 4 plates.
For some reason, like, imagining her sucking dick, bro, is actually worse than her having sex. I don't know why.
I think we all agree. That's why I need to know.
If you cheat on me and you suck dick, is worse than you cheat on me and having sex with someone.
It's 1,000%. It's crazy. So
we can agree there's levels of cheating.
No, I mean, cheating is cheating regardless.
But I
yes, I understand what you mean. There's different levels.
There's levels of cheating.
So level 3 is what's head?
No,
what's
my God. If you want numbers, if I say number 5 is head, then number 4 is no head. Now, do you understand what I mean or not?
No head is boring.
Say what I mean.
Sorry.
Okay, if she tells you, like, listen, we did had sex, but he lasted 30 seconds. We only did missionary versus...
Missionary?
Versus they did 40 minutes every position.
Okay, hold
Same
on.
Thing or not?
Let's go through the discrepancies.
That's crazy.
Let's go through the discrepancies. So every time I'm going to ask you the question, you're going to tell me if you can or cannot stay with him after this, okay? Ooh. If they only kiss them.
What do you mean who, bro? Who, the person you're dating?
I didn't say who. I'd say ooh.
Like, he said ooh.
My God.
He did say ooh.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. If they only kiss someone.
I can say.
Yes.
I already did.
You could stay?
To be honest, bro, I don't have the right to talk.
Kissed.
But, okay. Are we talking now?
Kissed,
forward?
Or like, back then?
But no, not no, back no, then. Now like forward. Just,
like she just told you she cheated on you, but she only kissed.
Because the reason I'm saying like yes is just because I already did accept.
I understand, but would you do it again?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. So this we're talking about not if you did or in the past. Now, you're with someone. Okay. She came up to you. She said, I cheated on you, but all we did was kiss. It was only a...
You know what? I...
Wait.
It's easy to say no.
Yeah, exactly. When you're in love, I think there's a lot of shit.
It's easy for me to say like I would break up with you because think of it like... There's certain things that you had to do in order for you guys to get that close to begin with.
I know girls who are like very like for example, when they get drunk, it's ridiculous, bro. Like they don't think. Like,
I don't. That's all. To me, drunk is not an excuse.
But what also, you can understand that.
He's just a smack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's another guy, though.
It is another lip.
Yeah, is he black?
Sure.
Oh, no.
Okay. What if, what would you do if it was just a peck, but it was with your boy?
Done.
Done. That's even worse than if she did it with a stranger, bro.
No, not even this, no.
And I'm fighting mad.
Done.
I'm fighting mad,
bro. Who are
you
trusting between your girl or your boy? If I say, like, it didn't happen, but your girl's saying, like, it happened.
You guys four, I trust you.
Who's the fourth?
Well, us, I Bello. Mean, like, I mean, Bello. I mean, us four. That's what I mean. Like, I trust you before.
So she's coming up to you. She's like, yo, Carl made out with me. Like, I think you should go talk to him. Like, it's really disrespectful. And like, you go see Carl. And Carl's like, bro, we literally haven't even touched. Who are you trusting?
Carl.
Carl. Yeah.
For real.
Carl.
Yeah. Especially
I don't even have to ask her. I'm going to be in front of her and she's going to be like, go talk to Carl. I'm going to be like, I don't need to go talk to Carl.
That's crazy.
Because I know you're lying.
Lying hoe. Sorry. For
real. There's no way. Because in my head, I'm like, I trust you guys so much that if you did, actually, you would come up to me and tell me, yo, like,
yeah,
that's kind of fucked.
Okay. How do you guys feel? Let's say...
Pause. What's your answer?
What?
To the same question? That's actually interesting. Facts.
Because
I feel like everybody here except you would have the same answer.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Because we had this conversation.
I know. And you guys know my answer. If it's my wife.
That's fucked.
No,
fucked.
I want you to know. I want you to know that that's fucked up.
It's fucked. Bro, crazy. Now, 4 years of friendship, me and you. In 2 years from now, you have your wife. 1 year down the line, she says that. I've been there. Since forever. She's been there for a year. Okay. I don't give a fuck. She's your wife.
Okay. And you steal my clothes.
You stole what?
And you steal my clothes.
What?
And?
We live in the same house, nigga.
For real.
she hasn't done any harm to me. You have. You stole my clothes.
She just lied. She lied to you.
She hasn't.
She just lied to you about him kissing her.
And you would you would trust your girl over me.
But I never said if it was true or if it was not true. I just said, who would you trust? That's all I asked.
But that's what I'm asking.
Oh, no, man.
Okay, so you're trusting your girl?
Over y'all?
That's fucked.
Honestly, you know why? You know why I say it's fucked? It's just because you know. No. Are you crazy? I would never.
He goes, you know why I understand you?
The reason why is because you know us as people. Like, you know.
No,
like,
as brothers.
Facts. Yes. Like, you know that we wouldn't, and we know that we wouldn't lie to you.
Why the fuck would I lie
about
me kissing your girl?
And why would she lie?
Because
ask girl, her.
It's been a year, you know.
But exactly, guys.
You don't know her motives.
Putting you guys at the
No. Don't fucking do it.
Honestly, you can't.
Not even close to me.
I didn't even get to finish my sentence. Never. I didn't put you guys at the same. I put you guys on like neutral grounds in the sense of there's no one. We never said the situation actually happened or didn't happen.
Okay.
Right. Why am I cheesed like that shit actually happened? I'm actually fucking cheesed.
She's coming up to me. She's being like, yo, fucking Matt came up and gave me a kiss on the mouth. And then I come see you and you tell me no. I don't know what the truth is and what the truth isn't. But
it's what he says.
That's the only thing that matters, whatever I say.
Mm. Why?
It's not your girl.
It's not because he's not sucking your dick that you don't have to
that's
believe
his,
him.
For yo, real, I pause,
actually,
pause.
Kind of, pause. Yes.
No.
That's not how it works.
Sergio, it doesn't work like that, bro.
For the audience, bro, this is number one
the
Sergio's
argument
line.
Works
argument.
100% of the time.
It doesn't work.
No.
Listen, guys,
it does
you
not
say,
work.
You guys, everybody shut the fuck up. You guys come at me because I don't let you drive my car. Yet the one person I allowed to drive my car was...
Which is still in stay until this day! She drove the car! Yes.
She was my Sergio. Girlfriend.
Where is she?
Where is she?
Where is she? Who is here right now?
We're here.
Who is here right now?
We are here. Where is she, bro? Not there. Fuck.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, that's crazy, bro. That is insane, bro.
The fact that we're not together is not her fault. It's mine. A. B. And beyond that, she was supposed to be, in my mind, my wife. Third, she sucks my dick. You guys don't.
You never asked!
Yo, I think we all owe Bella an apology. Bella, your ears are okay.
Yo, I think he
dropped
turned,
the sound.
I think, yeah, he turned it down for sure, bro.
Oh, fuck. Yo, let's fucking move on from this. Fucking
yo, for real, I'm actually cheesed now, bro.
Whatever.
Piss me off, man.
Never feel love again. Well, that's pretty easy. Never feel love again.
That's crazy.
Or feel your last heartbreak twice.
That shows so much when you say this one's easy and the first choice is never feel love again. Oh, that's easy.
That's easy.
That's crazy.
You know, never feel love again or feel your last heartbreak twice.
Ooh.
Feel my last heartbreak twice.
Ooh, yeah,
same. Course, yeah, same. Course, same.
I'm because once you're like you're in your like your last relationship, the one that like feels amazing. I'll take any heartbreak before that any time of the day.
My days, bro. Yeah. My gym sessions. I would not be stuck in a plateau right now.
That's crazy.
I'd be hitting PRs every day.
Are you doing good,
bro? You need to fall in love, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The fact that you're referencing the gym all the time, you need to find a girlfriend. So please, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys want to, you know, get Carl as your baby daddy, let us know. But hopefully...
Send an application.
But hopefully you guys enjoyed that episode. If you guys did, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And subscribe to the new channel.
B3.
ASAP. ASAP as soon as possible.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting cold out there. So snuggle up with someone. It's cuffing season. Get yourself a little Boothang.
I'm available.
And get yourself some hot cocoa. Stand by the fire.
Of course you are. Fuck, man.
And it's been your boy Sergio's Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And we'll see you guys next week. Manera para poder olvidarme y ya son como